This is Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's Stevie Nicks and Talk To Me. And we're playing that because we're talking about talking as such. We're talking about mediation with my guest today, Rebecca Vary from Millicent Solicitors. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Lee.
Nice to have you here. You found us eventually.
I did. Thank you. Yes.
After navigating the one-way system around
it. It was a little bit tricky, but I got here in the end.
You got here in the end. So we're talking about mediation. So what is mediation?
So if you're separating or divorcing, mediation is a good way of couples meeting face to face and chatting with one another with an independently trained expert who is the mediator. They have a series of roundtable meetings, and it's a way of trying to sort of narrow or resolve any issues that arise on divorce or separation face to face. So rather than sort of sitting with lawyers and looking at negotiating through correspondence or telephone calls, you actually meet face to face, and it can often be sort of a more amicable way for couples to try and sort out their differences.
So what does it look like? It'd just be really just either side of the couple and a mediator?
That's right, yes, yeah. Your lawyers don't go into those sort of meetings. You can, sometimes with the traditional process, you can have roundtable meetings with your lawyers, but with mediation, you don't have your lawyers present. It's just a mediator and the couple round the table. There is also something called shuttle mediation, which where people don't feel so comfortable sitting in the sort of same room as one another, they can sit in separate rooms and the mediator can go back and forth and talk about the issues in that way. But it isn't as effective as if the couple were to sort of sit round the table together and try and talk to one another with the mediator present.
Well, I was going to say, because, you know, if it's been a difficult split and there are issues about money and children and custody, that thing, that might feel a little bit frightening.
Yeah, absolutely. But the mediator, they're specifically trained in these sort of situations. And mediation really only works where couples are starting out on an amicable footing and they're trying to sort of do things in the best way they can for their family. If there's been issues with regards to sort of domestic abuse or anything like that, we wouldn't necessarily recommend that a couple tries mediation. It's really something where, you know, you try it where when you're amicable in the first place, and then it can sort of help progress things from there.
And it's about looking for common ground, is it? So, you know, you might think you're starting, even though you're amicable, your starting points might be very different, but there might be areas of overlap, like a Venn diagram.
That's right, yeah. I mean, mediation can be used to discuss a number of issues that arise on separation. So it could be anything to do with the children, it could be to do with the financial settlement. But yes, the idea is that the couple sits and talks about those issues, and by doing so, they get to listen to one another's opinions and they get to have their say. So it feels a bit fairer, I suppose, that everybody sort of has their say at that in that forum. And then the mediator's there really to sort of try and guide them towards how they can narrow or resolve their issues. The mediator's job certainly isn't to impose any sort of agreement upon them or force them in any way into an agreement. And the mediation process is entirely voluntary as well.
And I suppose you say it's fair. The mediator is neutral in this. They're just looking for those common areas.
Yeah, absolutely. The mediator is an independent third party. They're not there as a lawyer and they're not there to take sides. They really are there just to help the couple. It's to aid them to have their talks, if you like, and sort of point them in the right direction with how they might be able to narrow their issues.
And it's confidential?
Yeah, absolutely confidential, yes. The mediator would go through that at the start of the mediation process, but yes, it's something that the couple, they have to feel comfortable going into that setting and knowing that they can talk about things without it being used against them at a later date. So except in very exceptional circumstances, everything that's said in mediation is confidential.
And this is to avoid the, as you say, to-ing and fro-ing with the lawyers and the kind of confusion and miscommunications that can arise with that. Would this be a situation that if it was a relatively amicable split, you would recommend a couple going down this route?
Absolutely, yes. We always, at Millicent's, look at the most amicable way to deal with a couple's split. So what we would do is we would talk through the options with the couple, and one of which would be mediation. we would advise that you have a solicitor throughout the process as well, because mediators aren't legally trained, so they're not there to give legal advice. And there's often, you come to a point within the mediation process where legal advice is needed. And so therefore, it might be that a couple goes to a mediation session and then they're told to go away and consult their respective solicitors for legal advice before coming back for the next mediation session. So it's sort of good to have a solicitor on board, I think, at the outset, and then you can go back to them however frequently is needed during the mediation process to get that advice. And then ultimately, at the end of the mediation session, the mediators aren't there to draw up any kind of legal document recording the agreement. And so you would at that stage need to sort of go back to your lawyers for that as well.
And presumably you would need more than one session most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. How it works is that you tend to have your first sort of assessment meeting on your own with a mediator. And then the mediator will get in contact with your husband or wife or partner and arrange for them to come in for an information sort of gathering session, and then a joint mediation session would be arranged when the mediator was happy and knew that everybody was on board with the process, because as I say, it's a voluntary thing, and the mediator has to be satisfied that both parties are willing to engage in it. But yes, I mean, it can take a number of sessions. It can be over in a couple. It really does depend on how many issues that the couple have that need to be resolved.
And because these can be quite difficult meetings, I imagine it quite emotionally charged. These mediators, they are trained, aren't they? You are in safe hands if you do go down this route.
Absolutely, yeah, they're fully trained. You know, we've got lots of very good, experienced mediators in the local area. So, yes, you're in safe hands if you choose that process.
And is there anything you wouldn't discuss in mediation?
No, I mean, I think most things are open to discussion. I think it has to be sort of an open forum so that, as I say, the couple can feel confident that they can go and talk about things comfortably. The mediator would certainly steer you away from anything that might be sort of contentious or might make the mediation process break down, I suppose. So I think, you know, you have to put your trust in your mediator to move forward with the process.
And what if it did break down? Because I imagine there are just circumstances where you just cannot come to an agreement. What if it did break down?
Yeah, I mean, we do see that happen. But I think the important thing to bear in mind is that couples that have come through that process have very often reached a level of understanding, but there might be a few distinct issues that they can't agree on. And certainly at that point, we would say, come back to your solicitors. And if you've had a solicitor throughout the process, it's helpful because they're up to speed with where you're at, what you've spoken about, and what issues remain to be resolved. So, yes, you would go back to your solicitors, and we'd sort of go back to the more traditional method of trying to negotiate those outstanding issues through either correspondence or phone calls or whatever. I mean, certainly at Miller Sands, we try to avoid going to court if at all possible, because it's a stressful thing to do. It's also quite costly, and it's never really the best option for the family if it can be avoided.
So you do see the situations where the mediation breaks down, which implies that most of the time it doesn't. Most of the time this is a successful way forward.
It certainly can be a successful way forward, yes. It's certainly something to try if parties come to us and they're saying, you know, we're on amicable terms and we want to try and reach a resolution between ourselves without having somebody dictate it to us. It's certainly something I would recommend.
So how would you start the process if you thought, right, okay, this is what we want to do? How would you go ahead?
What I would suggest people do is, I think, first of all, it is important to find a solicitor and get some advice about how to move forwards and whether your case is suitable for mediation. At Miller Sands, we have a 30-minute free consultation session for family clients where they can come in and meet one of our expert family solicitors for a half an hour meeting free of charge, and we can assess their case, talk to them more about mediation and whether it's suitable, and then I can give contact details for local mediators. I've got lots of contacts in mediation, and I could certainly refer them to somebody that I think might be right for their case.
And it's not arbitration, is it? I mean, mediation and arbitration sometimes get muddled up, but I guess arbitration is more about deciding who's right and who's wrong, and this is not about that.
That's right. I mean, it's very, very often not like that in family law. It's something to be treated completely differently, I would say.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. And if people are interested in finding out more about mediation or more about the work of your organisation, where should they go?
So we've got a great website. So if they visit our website, which is Millisands, and we're based in Impington, all of the details are on our website. And as I say, we've got the free consultation sessions so that we can give clients that bit more information when they sort of come through the door.
Lovely. Well, lovely talking to you. Thanks ever so much. I'm glad you got here.
Yes, thank you.
You managed to leave okay without ending up round the one-way system again, but nice to chat to you, Rebecca.
You too. Thank you.